Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
6:13, 23 degrees in the area if you average the temperatures, and we knew it was going to melt some yesterday, and unless it evaporated, it was going to freeze again. That's what happened. Scott Boyle joins us, District Engineer Administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. Scott, I know you've had a long couple of days. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having me on. It's been a run this week, I'll tell you that.
I'll bet. I was able to make it home from the – I'm working from home today over the Crescent City Connection yesterday, and it was amazing. And I told Dave the Cohen this, you know, we experience this stuff collectively, but then when you get out, you realize that you've been in relative isolation. And to see the snow plowed on side of the road, man, you guys did a hell of a job. But let's talk about what's still closed and how timeline on when things can open again. Removing ice and snow are two different things, I presume?
Yes. Yeah, it's a different process. They are related. Typically with the snow, we go with the plows, and when we, you know, if we just have ice on the road, we do apply the de-icing material such as salt or brine. I wanted to talk about the Crescent City Connection.
Please.
I know you mentioned that. We worked really hard on that yesterday, and we had it open right after 2 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock we shut it down again. I don't know if you had seen that headline come through, but
I knew it was closed, and we've been talking about it. I was just saying I had a sensed a window, or they told me it was open. I used the window to get home in Belchase, and I saw people driving, and it's like people need to realize that DOTD can only do so much, and now it's closed because NOPD asked you to close it, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we certainly, had some very lengthy deliberations and consultation with not only NOPD, but also LSP. And Secretary Donahue for DOTD had made the decision to accommodate the city's request based on, safety issues. So, just to give you an update, Tommy, we hit snow plows all through the city yesterday on the interstate. So we received assistance from Arkansas. They've come down. They've been working on the western side of the state, helping Lake Charles and Lafayette and Baton Rouge. And they came down and basically plowed a lane or two in each direction on I-10. And they did that. And they're going to be back today. And we got other crews coming from DOTD in the northern part of our state, and they're going to be working on other areas too. So we have quite a bit of extra resources coming in to make this final push and get everything back open.
So when it comes to DeGaulle and the off-ramps, Chapultepec, wherever it was, where NOPD was concerned about the accidents, let me take a step back, Scott. The Crescent City Connection is drivable right now. The problem is the roadways leading to it and the accidents, or the way people are driving. Clear that up for me.
Yes. So we took back the Crescent City Connection. We had spent, a lot of time. We threw a lot of crews up there. We were salting and brining just to get that open. I know you and I have been talking all week, and it's very critical that we keep these river crossings open for emergency services. And, yeah, everything on each side of that bridge leading up to it is what the problem was. And the city had major concerns because they were witnessing cars coming off the Crescent City, getting off at Chapultepec, and there were collisions and crashes that were occurring. And they said to us that, many of the roads on ground level were still frozen, and people really couldn't drive on those. So, they were concerned about just keeping the bridge open and rather just discourage that type of behavior. So that was a big impetus for the decision that was made.
So when it comes to looking ahead and de-icing, or I don't, first of all, I don't know, was it a problem with frozen roads, or was it a problem with people driving crazy? Because I saw a lot of, and I'm going to just say it like it is, Scott, jackasses driving unbelievably fast for the conditions, And I thought, you know what, sure, that they're going to close this thing. It's not going to stay open if people keep driving like this. So at what point, looking ahead, do you either, if it, first of all, if it is a problem with ICE, do you get Chapultepec and DeGaulle drivable, where NOPD and LSP will agree to open it, as well as DOTD, your boss? At what time, what is involved in getting it back open? Let me ask it that way.
We're gonna start again. We're gonna go check the condition, because since we did close it after 6 o'clock, certainly there's been no vehicles on it, and you know, we have had frozen conditions. There was moisture on the road, so we need to inspect it just to make sure there's no ice before any major interstate type road. We have to do a very thorough inspection, because it could be 90% clear. And that's all it would take, is if we said, okay, we're opening up the I-10, we're opening up the Crescent City, and there's just even a couple patches of ice, people driving, you know, 70, 80 miles an hour, and they hit that ice, it could be a catastrophe.
Well, 70 to 80 miles an hour is your problem right there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you had alluded to a second ago about what the condition was, and certainly the ice isn't helping, and these are very dangerous conditions. But you know, my experience and what the feedback I've received from both NLPD and LSP is that there's certainly been some driver error and recklessness that's been going on as well, which is really surprising and shocking.
And again, I don't want to, you know, I want people to take responsibility for their actions. I don't want them to put it all on DOTD and they can't keep it. No, it's the behavior of the drivers. It's a few that caused it to be closed. So if you give me a timeline, I'm looking at the forecast here, Scott. It's supposed to get above freezing by 9 a.m. and then stay above freezing, really, for the most part, after that, maybe a light freeze beyond that. If you had to guess at a time frame as to opening the Crescent City connection again and other major thoroughfares like the elevated West Bank Expressway, it's just about the weather and when it gets below freezing?
Tommy, we're making a big push. Today's the day. You know, we're going to be opening up many, many roads. We're gonna make that push again this morning and try to get that bridge open. And even at the very least, we want to get connectivity back and have reassurances with law enforcement. At the very minimum, with Chapultepec as well as General DeGaulle, or maybe even beyond that. So a lot of it's going to depend on what it looks like on ground level in the city. There's a lot of elevated structures and a lot of shaded areas, and unfortunately, those areas don't melt right away. But today's the day. I'm not going to say that we're going to have everything open by this afternoon, but we're looking at having many of our infrastructure facilities open, and certainly by tomorrow we're going to be in a very different situation from a highway transportation perspective.
It's going to be when the sun comes up and the temperature goes up, and then you guys get to work. So I would say sometime around noon, afternoon, something like that.
Yeah, Tommy. I would say it's going to be after 12. We're going to have the snow plows. You know, we're trying to expedite this. You know, if we could just say, you know what, this would all be melted and gone by Sunday. Obviously, we don't want to do that. We want to get these roads open as quickly as possible, but also as safely as possible.
Thank you, Scott. I'm going to let you go because I got Jacques Thibodeau coming up, Director of the Governor's Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. You call us whenever you want. We'll put you right on, okay?
All right, thank you, Tommy.
Thank you for the work you're doing, man. I think y'all are doing a hell of a job, and you can't blame Scott for people getting in crashes and driving too fast. 622 traffic now, WWL.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Travel right now, it is still advised that you do stay put where you are if you have to be on the roads and move about. Let's look at where you can. Over on the North Shore, I-12, you can make your way now to Airline Highway westbound towards Baton Rouge. I-12 clear all the way there. As you make your way east around the I-59-10-12 interchange, we did have a closure there. It has reopened to the Louisiana-Mississippi state line. Moving between the North Shore and the South Shore, you have